tell us from the golf pro standpoint how exciting this is to see the improvements coming to Sportsman's.
Well, I'm definitely excited to see the improved playability of the course. Turf conditions and everything, we're really excited to have improvements made there, particularly on the greens of the Classic 18. The practice range also gets a major improvement. The Golf Academy has been growing, so being able to separate the public tee from an academy tee and increase capacity there should be good on both sides for our business and for the customer, as well as the targets that we're hitting to are going to make for a much more engaging range experience. When it comes to the clubhouse, I think the events we hold, whether it's a tournament or an outing, that post-round experience is going to be significantly enhanced. Being able to hang out in the private room for an event or the bar or the restaurant, just overall it'll make for just a better place to be.
You mentioned tournaments. As somebody who participates in some of the Illinois PGA section events, I'm sure you've talked to other pros that have kind of gone through this process a little bit. What have they told you about doing golf course improvements, and how excited does that have you about what's going to happen here?
Yeah, just I've actually, along those lines, I've learned a lot from Mark and from Rick about these things that we're doing underground that the average golfer may not actually even notice, but it's going to help the health and subsequently the playability of our course. So the customer may refer to it as like green speed, but we know there's a lot more to it than that with what we're building beneath.
What has been the common question that you maybe heard here today at the open house, or you've been getting from your customers as the summer's progressed?
Just kind of bringing clarity to what's actually happening, because like Greg mentioned, we've been working on this for a long time. And the assessment provided some ideas, and we've kind of chosen our path, and now we can present what direction we're going with the clubhouse and the golf courses and the range in kind of a matter-of-fact way rather than a brainstorm like it had been previously.
Well, somebody I'm sure who's given a few lessons over the years, tell us a little bit about the practice facility and how nice it'll be when you got to get out there and teach.
We're really going to have exceptional targets at the range with the opportunity and potential to add some technology at the range. So real green complexes to hit at, fairway area, and then the academy tee, so that we can have a more engaging experience. You know, we always talk about making practice the way you play. Well, our range hasn't provided that previously, so it doesn't look like the golf course, and now it will. We're also going to have some short game opportunities that we haven't had in the past. Significantly larger putting greens, the addition of a chipping green that has a practice bunker, and just an opportunity to get not only a higher quality of a practice area, but to be able to accommodate without turning people away. You know, this is a pretty busy place, and we'll have the ability to have many more people practicing at a time because we can spread them out over a larger practice property.
Well, John, thank you. Congratulations.
Yeah,
I'm sure this it'll be great when it gets done. And Mark, I've got to ask you, as the superintendent here, you probably got to be not only excited about the project, hopefully the long-term benefits will be easier for you and your crew, but get out there and get those muddy boots on and get building here.
Yeah, absolutely. That's kind of what Greg and John had both alluded to, rebuilding the golf course in a manner that the turf can really provide quality conditions, because ultimately that's what we're here for. The golfers are looking for greens that, or just a golf course in general that is fun to play and provide the conditioning that they expect, and we're going to do that. We're going to set ourselves up to have great conditions and more consistent conditions throughout the season.
Well, Mark, in recent years, what have you and your crew maybe struggled with a little bit to try to keep it in top-notch condition for the golfers? And, you know, how many conversations have you had with Greg and I'm sure the park board on, you know, maybe the aging infrastructure here and what you needed to do to sort of get it back and modern?
Well, there's quite a bit, but, you know, the golf course always comes down to the greens. That's where everybody makes their shot. So that's been an issue. We've got native soil-based greens, and it's not always conditioned conducive to providing the drainage that creates consistent conditions. And with the amount of rains that we've been getting over the past couple of years, we've seen setbacks here and there on all of our greens, and to be able to create a sand-based, a modified USGA constructed green is going to provide those consistent conditions that the golfers are looking for, and make my job a lot easier. For me, it's drainage, and that's pretty much what I'm most excited about in the golf course. We're going to be solving a lot of issues, and most of that goes below ground, as John had alluded to.
Well, it's always nice after a heavy rain when you don't have to close, or you don't have to keep carts off the course for 2 or 3 days. Maybe you can get them out there by the afternoon, or even if it's cart path only, but at least you can keep them out there and keep those golfers who need them a chance to come out and play.
Yeah, and we've had numerous rains over the past few years that really shut us down. And on that day, it didn't matter. Nobody was going to play in the rain anyway. But the following day was a beautiful sunny day, and the course was closed because we are just inundated with casual water everywhere. So hopefully we're going to solve a lot of those problems this time around.
Tell us what it's been like for you to sit down with Rick and talk about the potential improvements here coming to Sportsman's.
Well, Rick is great. He's a great architect, and I love working with him. I've worked with him in the past at Cantini Golf as well, and to have him over here to, like I said, solve some of the issues that we've been facing over the few years. And Rick has intimate knowledge, having been here in 2005 and 2006. So it's been great having him.
Biggest thing maybe you're most excited about in this project and over the next year and a half, do you have golfers back out here again?
I think it's all good. If I had to single anything out, I think I already did. Drainage. For a superintendent, that's what it's all about. And it's always good to see. But the whole project is just fantastic. To have a clubhouse that people can come, a full-service restaurant, simulator bays, it's just going to be fantastic from a golfer point of view. And then from my end of the maintenance, it's just going to be fantastic too, because we're really solving problems out there.